Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a really comprehensive report on silicon photonics, quantum architectures, and, well, AI futures.
Yeah, and the mission for this deep dive is to basically understand how beaming light through computer chips is the definitive solution to our looming AI energy crisis.
Exactly. And, you know, we'll explore why this matters directly to you. We're talking about the sustainability of the AI tools you use every single day.
Right. Plus things like solid-state LiDAR and future autonomous cars and even biophotonic glucose monitors on your wrist.
So let's just jump right in. Why change the fundamental architecture of the computers we already have? I mean, the report points out that traditional copper wiring has hit a power wall.
Yeah, copper wiring is, it's essentially a bumpy pipe. When you shove millions of electrons through it to train an AI model, they constantly crash into the copper atoms.
And every crash releases heat, right?
Yeah.
The report calls it a massive physics tax or Joule heating. It's like a congested, overheating highway.
Exactly. And that is physically bottlenecking data centers today, which, you know, brings us to the physics of light.
Okay, let's unpack this. How do we actually trap light inside a computer chip without it melting? I mean, silicon is totally opaque, right? If I hold a silicon wafer up to the light, I just can't see through it at all.
Well, it depends on the light. What's fascinating here is that at very specific telecom wavelength, specifically 1.31 and 1.55 microns, silicon is completely transparent.
Wait, really? So to those specific lasers, it behaves just like clear glass?
Exactly, like perfectly clear glass. And because silicon has a much higher refractive index than the materials encasing it, it creates a highly reflective boundary.
Oh, so it's like a perfect mirror that just bounces the light back inside whenever it tries to escape.
You got it. That high refractive index allows for submicron light confinement. And the progress is wild. I mean, in the 1980s, signal loss was around 30 decibels per centimeter. Now it's down to just 0.2.
The report had a great analogy for that 0.2 decibel loss. It's like the difference between trying to shout to a friend across a noisy rock concert versus whispering perfectly into their ear from a mile away.
That is a perfect way to picture it. And since we can efficiently trap that light, we don't need to pipe it in from far away. We can move the optical engine directly onto the chip itself.
Right. The industry calls this co-packaged optics, or CPO. The report says this delivers 8 terabits per second per chiplet. And it does that without the crippling heat.
Exactly. But here is where it gets really interesting. If light is so stable, it also solves massive problems in quantum computing.
I was just thinking about that. Qubits usually fall apart the second they interact with room temperature environments. So how does a stable light environment actually help build quantum computers?
Well, the report talks about a quantum backplane. Silicon photonics generates these flying qubits, which maintain incredibly long coherence times because they just don't easily interact with the environment.
And that breakthrough involves something called T-centers in the silicon, right? But the report mentions T-centers are actually structural defects.
Yeah, they are. Think of a T-center like a microscopic, perfectly shaped cage built into the silicon lattice. It traps a specific combination of carbon, hydrogen, and an unpaired electron.
Oh, wow. And that trapped electron holds a quantum spin state.
Precisely. So when a photon at those telecom wavelengths passes by, the T-center allows the electron to flawlessly transfer its quantum information directly onto the photon.
Which provides a native interface to seamlessly link completely separate quantum processors together. That is incredible.
It really is. It networks them together perfectly.
So, pivoting to AI, we know it relies heavily on matrix vector multiplications. But doing that electronically is what generates all that Joule heating.
Right. And looking at the projections for 2046 in the source material, the goal is achieving sustainable intelligence. We do this by switching to photonic neural networks.
So instead of crunching the math with electricity, these networks calculate using the physical interference of light waves.
Exactly. They perform the core math of AI at the literal speed of light with, you know, near zero energy consumption.
The source used a great visual for this. Think of it like tossing two pebbles into a pond. Where the ripples cross, they create a new predictable pattern.
Yeah, and by carefully controlling the lasers, which are your pebbles, the resulting ripple pattern gives you the literal mathematical answer. No electricity required.
That sounds perfect, but there has to be a catch, right?
There is. The 3D integrated optical routing required for these circuits is incredibly intricate. Human-led engineering simply can't map millions of light waves.
Right, they would just crash into what the report calls a complexity wall.
Yeah.
So we actually depend on AI to accelerate the discovery of new optical materials and design the layouts for us.
Exactly. Without AI's help, we can't scale this up. It's a hybrid photonic-electronic computational future, but, well, it requires AI to build it.
We've definitely traced quite an evolution today, from the heavy limitations of copper to the promise of this sustainable future.
Yeah, it completely redefines how we think about computing power moving forward.
It really does. So I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on. If future AI agents are the ones autonomously discovering new optical materials, and they are generating these bespoke silicon circuits in minutes, will you eventually be using a computer whose physical architecture is completely beyond human comprehension? It makes you wonder if that bumpy copper highway wasn't just holding back our data, but holding back a reality we can't even fully picture yet.